Service this morning. Glad you guys could all get here. There's a lot going on this week between wrestling and basketball and all that stuff starting up this new year. They had me announcing in the Miller gym on Friday night for wrestling, and they asked me, I was like, I don't even know anything about wrestling. It's like, it wasn't good, but don't worry, David and Tyler, I'm not trying to become the voice of the wrestlers. I'm not gonna do it near as good as you guys did, so Don't you worry about that. I'll just stick to announcements and keep doing that. We're going to do that as you guys are sitting here. We're going to do things a little different for fellowship time. Yes, there will be snacks. There will be coffee, so don't worry about that. But we're not going to go through the line this morning. There's going to be plates and trays of cookies and snacks and stuff on the table. So if you like just standing around and talking, great. Grab a snack off the table, eat it, whatever. If you want to sit down, stay there. This will help us be able to get the kids to Sunday school on time and all that stuff. So that way we're kind of on schedule a little bit at least to do that for that. So just make note of that as you walk through the line. You're like, hey, there's no cookies. They're on the table. Don't you worry. If you want to look to your announcements this morning, the Chosen Bible Study is starting up tonight at 6 o'clock, so you can come to that. The Ladies' Night Out is January 17th. That's this Friday. Also, on January 26th, there is a carry-in dinner. Also, in relation to fellowship time, during that time, there will only be drinks served. So, just preparing you now that there won't be cookies or snacks that day. There'll just be drinks because we'll have all the cookies and snacks for the carry-in dinner. So that'll also be the time where we get to do our communion time as well. Also, this week on Saturday is men's breakfast, so if you want to come to that, that'll be a great time as well. And then the following week will be ladies' brunch. So make note of that. Those are both in your calendar, whether it's mark your calendar or on this week's activities. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 505, and let's stand and sing together. 505, Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted even me. uplifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Thanks for singing. Let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church, and we're grateful that each of you have chosen to attend with us and especially send a greeting to our visitors. A couple of prayer requests that have need to lift up the Stevens family. Wanda Stevens passed away yesterday. That would be Anita, Stevens' sister, Neil and Terry and family. We extend our sympathies and grateful that we have the hope in Jesus Christ. Also, Ed Morgan went through his heart procedure this week. They're working on transitioning him, probably spend a couple of days or so in swing bed, but continue to pray for Ed as he comes through the heart surgery and knowing he's had some heart struggles and will continue, but hopefully the procedure will help that work better. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike.
I got a praise. Brittany is now back at work. She's doing well.
That is wonderful. Brittany at Kessler's, the manager there, went through open heart surgery a month or so ago, maybe almost 2 months now, and it's grateful to hear that she's back up and getting back into work and that things are working the way they're supposed to. Any other prayer requests? Yeah. That is wonderful news, as we've been praying. Christina's parents went to Ukraine to be with Holly, Christina's sister, their daughter, and grateful that it was about 3 weeks, wasn't it? Yeah, that they made it back safely on Friday. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Jill. Oh, awesome. That is wonderful news. That Jill, in doing her yearly checkups from her brain aneurysm, was told things look so good, she won't have to go back for another 2 years. So that is a huge praise, and we'll continue to pray that that's how God's hand stays on your life. Amen. Any other praises or prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before you. We're grateful that you hear our requests. You have created us in your image, and there was the opportunity, but you chose to pursue Adam and Eve in the garden, and that is your character. You have not left us to our own devices, but you have worked in time and you've worked in us to draw us to your Son. We thank you for the saving message of Jesus Christ, for the sacrifice he made on our behalf, that though he knew no sin, he became sin for us, so that we could, by receiving that gift, be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Thank you that as a part of your family, you are a good, good father, and you do bring good gifts, and even in with struggles, even in hard times, you walk through those as well with us. Thank you that your presence never leaves us, that your promises are fulfilled because your character is true. And we lift up these requests to you, Father. We grieve with the Stevens family, but we grieve, as Paul says, as those who have hope. We thank you for the life and legacy of Wanda, for her placing her trust in you. And now we know that she is fully healed before you. But we pray for the family that you would be an ever-present help as they go through this time of grief, and that they would be assured again and again that your promises are true. Father, we also lift up Ed and Bonnie to you. We pray that you would continue to strengthen Ed from the surgery, as well as with Bonnie, with the travel back and forth, but also just being the helpmate that you've called her to be. And we just pray that you would continue to strengthen Ed. Thank you for their faithfulness for you, as well as their desire to serve you no matter what situations they go through. Father, we give a praise that Jill received such good news. The dark valley of where she walked so many days ago is seeing your hand. And we again rejoice that you have healed her, and we continue to ask that you sustain her health. Father, we also are grateful that Brittany is back at work, and we just pray that not only gaining strength, but the opportunities we have to come alongside of her to demonstrate the faithfulness of God. We just pray for her and her family, as it's been a rough several months, but that she would see through the surgery as a renewed second chance of life, and that could be more abundantly through Jesus Christ. Father, we're grateful for Travel Mercies, for Christina's parents, that they were able to be in Ukraine for the last 3 weeks and made it home safely. We continue to pray for that area of the world and for the ministry that Holly has been called to, that you would use her not only among the refugees but also among the women of the community she serves. Father, give them protection as well as the opportunities to be a witness for you and to sow the seed of the gospel as they meet the medical needs of those they come in contact with. Father, we lift up the different ministries that you've entrusted to us. We pray for our youth group, and we thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and the sponsors that are a part of investing in the students' lives. We thank you for Club Rock and the many volunteers we have that you've called out of the midst of us that have gifted and equipped and the opportunity to invest in the lives of students. We just pray that you would use your words to find soft hearts. Father, we pray for the ministries that we support. We lift up the Taves to you as they minister out in the Kadoka area and in multiple churches and pulpit supply. Keep them safe in their travels, as well as to see open doors of ministry where you've called them to be. As we look around our world, we lift up the fires in California, the devastation that happens in almost instantaneously, and it just stuns and boggles the mind. We pray that you would be an ever-present help, both for the men and women that are on the front lines fighting the fires, for those that have lost everything, for those that have lost loved ones. Father, we pray that in the midst of this tragedy, you will show yourself faithful. We pray for those believers that are working shoulder to shoulder with others, that they can be a light for you. And we do lift up those that have lost so much. Father, it is just the reminder that the things of this world are temporary, but people are what is eternal. And so help us to take our advantage to invest in the lives of people. And we thank you for the privilege of being used by you. As we bring our tithes and offerings to you, we just ask that you would use them for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
As I was looking ahead at the title of the sermon, we're gonna hear a little bit about worship today. It's also something we're gonna take part of here just shortly, but with doing worship for the youth, I've often asked them, what is worship? How do we worship? And why do we worship? You know, it's not necessarily something that I take lightly. I put a bit of thought into the songs I choose and whatnot. And some weeks it's a little tougher than others, and this week was a little bit one of those weeks, just as some things have been kind of heavy on my heart, and so I picked songs that were speaking to me, I guess uplifting to me, things that are helping me out this week, and it helps get me to a place where I can worship. It helps me to get my heart right, I guess you could say. So let's stand and sing a few praises and worship with me this morning, if you will. battery swap real quick here.
Thank you.
have a seat for this last song. And these songs kind of all going along with the sermon title today was not planned. I didn't have any foreknowledge of the passages or the new church verse or any of that going on when I picked these songs. So.
To you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Thank you.
the truth that you do speak to us. We thank you for giving us your word and the truth it contains. We pray as we look into it now that we would be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning through it. In Jesus' name, amen.